Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 30th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. Bloomberg News reports Meta employees were warned of potential layoffs on Thursday, mentioning a future restructure and hiring freeze. During a weekly Q&A session, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said, "I had hoped the economy would have more clearly stabilized by now, but from what we're seeing, it doesn't yet seem like it has, so we want to plan somewhat conservatively." A hiring freeze was previously announced at Google parent company Alphabet on July 20th, and Apple said it would slow hiring in 2023. On Thursday, Google announced their cloud gaming service Stadia would be shutting down. Users will have access to their games library through January 18, 2023, when the service will go dark. Google will refund all customers for hardware, games, and add-ons purchased for the service and expects all refunds to be out around the same time as service shutdown. Twitter announced a switch to a full-screen immersive video player for clips, featuring a swipe-up for endlessly scrolling videos similar to TikTok and Instagram Reels. The changes are only on the iOS app for now, but a similar Android update could arrive in the coming weeks. At the same time, Twitter is testing out a new section for video recommendations on Twitter's Explore page, available to people in select countries using Twitter in English on iOS and Android. The first edited tweet was posted on Twitter on Thursday by the Twitter Blue account. It said, appropriately, "Hello, this is a test to make sure the edit button works and we'll let you know how it goes." And below it was a visible pencil icon with a timestamp of when it was last edited. $5 a month Twitter Blue subscribers in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada will get access to the feature first, followed by the United States. Users will have 30 minutes after posting a tweet to make an edit. In Brisbane, Australia, a food delivery drone operated by Alphabet subsidiary Wing landed on power lines and caught fire. Energy firm Energex had to disable the lines to respond to the incident, leaving thousands without power for a few hours. Energex spokesperson Danny Donald told ABC Radio Brisbane, "The meal was still hot inside the drone's delivery box when the crew got there, and there was no permanent damage to the network, so Energex will not be going after Wing for damage costs." As of earlier this March, Wing had made 200,000 deliveries in the area. According to an AMNY report confirmed by Gizmodo, the New York Police Department wants to transition the current police communication system to encrypted messages by 2024. The report suggests reporters may be allowed to monitor certain transmissions through an NYPD-controlled app, and the information would be on a delay. There may also be a subscription fee. A spokesperson for the Deputy Commissioner of Public Information said, "This infrastructure upgrade allows the NYPD to transmit in either an encrypted or non-encrypted format. We are currently evaluating encryption best practices and will communicate new policies and procedures as we roll out this upgraded technology." A bill was proposed by U.S. House Democrats dubbed the Facial Recognition Act of 2022, which aims to put limits on the use of facial recognition tech by law enforcement agencies. The bill, if passed, would require law enforcement to obtain judge-authorized warrants before using the tech, set limits on scenarios when the tech could be deployed, and keep detailed reports on how facial recognition is used. After a limited test with select creators earlier this year, Meta has rolled out support for displaying NFTs on Facebook and Instagram in the US, whether they are part of an owned collection or are selling them. NFT posting is also live for users in 100 more countries. Users must have a supported digital wallet, including options like Rainbow, Coinbase Wallet, and MetaMask, in order to link and share. In India, Amazon launched a QVC-style livestream shopping service called Amazon Live. Over 150 influencers with a large following were invited to host live streams to plug products and will get a cut of every sale. Categories include electronics, fashion and beauty, and home decor, and TechCrunch reports the live streams were averaging 30 to 600 viewers early on Friday. Walmart-owned Flipkart was testing a similar service on its app earlier this year. Japan's economy and trade minister, Yasutori Nishimura, said Japan is providing a subsidy of up to $322 million to U.S. chipmaker Micron Technology in order to support producing advanced memory chips at a Hiroshima factory. The minister said, "I hope the deal will contribute to further expansion of cooperation between Japan and the United States in the area of semiconductors. This is the third deal Japan has made from a fund to support semiconductor production." Samsung's Expert RAW camera app is now available for the Galaxy S20 Ultra, Note 20 Ultra, and Z Fold 2. The app provides pro controls for rear camera sensors outside of the default camera app. It adds controls for manual focus, ISO, shutter speed, and more, while capturing images in 16-bit RAW. And on Thursday, AT&T announced measures to ensure customers of other carriers can connect through disruptions caused by Hurricane Ian in Florida. AT&T says roaming on its network will be available to everyone in affected locations if their existing provider is unavailable. Verizon also announced Thursday it's working to refuel generators at cell sites to keep services running, and customers in affected areas will have unlimited calling, texting, and data until October 4th. T-Mobile made a similar announcement providing unlimited connections to customers in affected areas until October 3rd. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.